Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Gulp. Now, I've touched on Gulp before, but this is more of a dive-in for newbies and anyone who's kind of been on the fence about using it. So what is Gulp, you may ask? So it's essentially a task runner, and it's been written in JavaScript. So it's kind of like your butler on web projects. It does those repetitive tasks that are quite annoying or time-consuming. This allows you to focus just building on your website or your web app, and you don't have to worry about certain applications being installed and stuff like that. The other benefit too is that it actually is cross-platform, which is awesome. So essentially it runs these tasks, it does things for you. There's a few of these out there. You might be thinking, well, I've heard of Grunt before, so what's the difference between Gulp and Grunt? So Grunt came out, at least from my knowledge, coming out first. And eventually Gulp come along. Now, Grunt was awesome at the time. It just seems a bit verbose and a bit... It's hard to kind of understand the syntax of it. There's a lot. It's very, very, as I said, verbose. And it's just... It doesn't seem as intuitive as Gulp. Gulp seems quite intuitive. It uses a jQuery-like chaining functionality where you can just chain things together. It uses what they call piping. And it just makes sense. It's very clean, easy to read. It's really, really nice. It does require Node to be installed. That's its JavaScript runtime environment. But you can have a read more on that at gulpjs.com. So what are the benefits of this tool? So basically it replaces GUI tools. So instead of having a bunch of GUI tools to do individual tasks, which most of them don't do a bunch of, I don't want to say all of them because there's probably some out there that might do quite a lot, but essentially there's no GUI tool that can do what Gulp can do. There's specific utility to do various tasks that Gulp can do, but Gulp can kind of bundle all those into one. And as I said, it's cross-platform. This is perfect. You don't have to worry about if you're working on a team, making sure they've got a certain app installed or they have to go out and get an app which might be paid and you don't really want to kind of go, hey, you want to work on this project, now you have to pay out all this money to get these certain tools, as well as being like, well, I've got to then cater and make sure people know exactly what tools are needed to run any of the tasks that's needed. So Gulp kind of solves that. Now, you can add as many tasks as you want. Of course, it will take a little bit longer to do its thing, but it is generally super quick. Just build up all your tasks in there and off you go. So it's one single file. Have fun. Now you can run these tasks as a once-off or continually watch folders and files to then action tasks. So this is one of the great things about it is you can have it watch just sitting there in the background. You run it through your terminal and it'll just sit there watching and just seeing if there's any tasks that you have that it's looking at, and if it sees that something's happened with that task, it will actually just go and run it, and so you don't have to think about it. It's completely hands off. So my recommendations for Gulp, if you really want to get into it, if you Google around for some articles on getting started with Gulp, there is an absolute huge amount. It's an insane amount of tutorials from various websites, even some of the big guys like SitePoint and Smashing Magazine. CSS tricks. There's tons and tons of articles out there on how to get started with Gulp and what you should really be using in your Gulp workflow. But my general recommendations are run Gulp through a package.json script. Now, if you're new to Node and these NPM modules, which is what Gulp is essentially that you generally would do an NPM install Gulp. And you do it kind of globally, but sometimes the versions can change and stuff. So you're best to use NPM to init your own little like private project locally. And then you can set up, in the boilerplate package.json file that you're given, there's a script section. And you can write some commands in there and you run it through there and it will use whatever's inside the package.json file. So you kind of keep that right Gulp version for what your project's working on. I might actually go into an episode on NPM itself and the package.json because there's a lot of cool stuff in there which I'm slowly learning more and more about. The scripts is one of them. So now you've kind of got Gulp there and you're ready to run. What kind of recommendations for running Gulp tasks, like what tasks would you need? A big one is image optimization. There's a lot of time where we can squash JPEGs and PNGs and stuff like that down to be a lot more smaller. And that's, of course, going to speed up your site because there's less to download and a little bit less load on the server as well. So there's plugins. So there's a ton of plugins for Gulp. There's, I think, like 2,000 plugins. There's essentially a plugin for everything that you want. And that's just the official plugins that are listed on their site, not including ones that haven't been even added there. So that's a really important one. The next is Auto Prefixer. There's a plugin for Auto Prefixer, and I recommend Auto Prefixer on every single project where you're doing any kind of front-end work. Yeah, you just do it. The next is JavaScript ES6 is coming out, and it's becoming more of the norm. It's not quite supported by a bulk of the browsers yet, but you can use some compilers or transpilers to actually take that ES6 code that you can write. So you can write it, you know, so you're kind of using this future JavaScript now, and it will compile it back down to ES5, which is the current standard, which everything supports. The next is setting up for compiling, pre-compiling your SAS or LESS or stylus or whatnot. That one's really, really important. You can also set it up to generate source maps for those. So if you're familiar with SAS or LESS or stylus or whatnot, when you compile stuff down, it shows you where CSS is in the compiled file, but not in the SAS file. But source maps essentially solves that, so you can find where that little bit of CSS come from in your SAS files. Another big one, which I've spoken about before, how it can really improve your coding, is linters. So you can actually add linters into a task, so it makes sure it lints your files for, say, JavaScript or CSS or HTML, whatever there. So it can automatically run there, so it's improving your workflow. And probably the biggest one, especially for, well, it kind of works for also dynamic projects, but for just a static mockup, is running a local server such as BrowserSync. So BrowserSync, if you haven't checked that out, check it out at browsersync.io. It will blow your mind. It's perfect if you want to do multi-device testing and a bunch of other stuff. But it also can run on, say, if you're running WordPress, you can kind of proxy into WordPress with it. Some really cool stuff there. And there's just tons and tons of other awesome plugins, and it really depends on what you're doing. There's a great site on GitHub, which I'll link in the show notes. It's at github.com/pestov/essential-gulp-plugins. If you just Google for Pestov Essential Gulp Plugins, it will come up. And they've got a list, a whole group of these great plugins, which is grouped into various sections like testing, graphics, JavaScript, HTML and CSS. He's got others, and then compilers and some other stuff there. There's tons and tons of great plugins there that these a lot. I think you'll use quite a lot. So that's essentially it. So Gulp, it's your utility which can run stuff for you. It's cross-platform. It really does make a big difference. I've used it on quite a number of projects, and I highly recommend it. It's definitely the way forward. I think these, yes, it is a command line tool, but I think these things make it a lot easier. Now, I don't know how you go about with this on Windows. I will kind of note that I'm not a Windows user anymore, and it's something that's fairly new to me. If you really look at now, because I've been away from Windows for so long, I'm basically a noob at Windows these days. But there might be something there. If you're on Mac or Linux, then, you know, the world is your oyster with a lot of these tools coming out for the web. But I'd love to know your thoughts. Like, have you been using Gulp? What have you been using it for? Have you been on the fence about Gulp? What would you like to know more about Gulp? I think it's a really, really good tool worth learning and putting into your little quiver. Ping me back on @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. Send an email through to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you the next episode.